now, there comes a time when any man, or at least any mad doctor, needs to celebrate his day of birth. Unfortunately, though, for this mad quack.
Quack, quack.
Thank you. Unfortunately for Dr. Strangeglove, he seems to be up to his eyeballs in debt.
Let's see. End of year profits. End of year expenses. Oh, damn it. There's only one thing for it. I'm going to have to take in a lodger. Go away!
Go away! It's me! The E-man! And I go E!
Oh, no! You're the last person I want to see. E off!
Oh, now, don't be like that. I was only being civil.
You always say that. Don't you realise? You're annoying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. And it's not just me who thinks that. Everybody finds you annoying. Now, hop it.
Oh, but I only wanted to wish you a happy birthday for later on. I hear it's your first birthday.
Yes. I was born on the 28th of March, 2009.
Or is that Happy Strange Day? Hang on. Let me sing you a little song. Happy Strange Day to you. Brown sauce sandwiches and poo. Mashed potato in the alligator. Happy Strange Day to you.
Damn it. I missed.
You missed me!
It's not right to tease a man with a loaded gun!
Are you having a party tonight?
Yes, I am having a birthday party tonight. And guess what? You're not invited! Ha! I'm so subtle I surprise myself. Get out of it! Get out! Go on! Get out! Go on! Shoo!
Having a few problems there, Dr. S.
Just clearing away a few neighbourhood pests. Hello there, Mr. B. Didn't see you come in there. Incidentally, why are you climbing in through the window?
Oh, I always go in through the window. It saves me having to bring a key.
What's that under your arm?
It's a cat burglar. You get it?
Yes, well, feel free to come in, take a look around. There's nothing worth stealing here anyway. Do you know, Mr. B, that my expenses far outweigh my profits?
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Reckon you should see a doctor about that.
But I am a doctor.
Well, you better see yourself then, hadn't you?
What a good idea!
Well, you better worry. Your surgery closes in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Come in!
Ah, hello, me! I just want you to tell me that my expenses far outweigh my profits!
Oh, there. I hate to see a strange man cry. Look, I'll tell you what. We haven't told anybody about this, but there's going to be a special birthday party held in your honour in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes? I'd best get this place tidied up.
No, don't bother. Everybody knows that you live in a mess. What with the rats in your walls?
And the moles on the ceiling.
And badgers in the skirting boards.
And squirrels under the floorboards.
And toads in the sink.
And a flamingo. Where does the flamingo go?
No, never mind. Today is your birthday. What did you think of it so far?
Rubbish!
As I thought. But not to worry, it's going to get better. Not that it could possibly get any worse.
And everybody's invited?
Everybody.
Ah, yes. I have a wonderful feeling in my crunchy bar that tonight is going to be spectacular! Ah, just think. A year ago today, I was born.
Well, you're big for your age.
Yeah, and I was the runt of the litter.
What?
Yes. I'm afraid I didn't do a very good job of creating me. Must have got the formulae wrong.
You created yourself?
Well, nobody else was going to create me.
So you were born then, in the lab downstairs? In the weirdery?
Yes.
But how exactly did you create yourself?
I've not told anyone this, but in 6 weeks' time, I am going to construct a time machine in order to go back in time to the 28th of March 2009 and create myself.
It all sounds very strange.
Right, yes. So they should be here in about roughly 5 minutes now.
It went quick, didn't it?
Yes. And everybody's invited, are they?
Everybody.
Great.
3 days later.
They're not coming, are they?
No. Come on, let's watch a bit of telly.
No! You don't understand. Weeks of planning this took.
Yeah, I know. And I planned it.
Oh, yes. So then why am I the one that's feeling miserable?
Because it's your birthday and nobody's turned up.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
What about the buffet?
Exactly. What about it? It's all blooming tuna sandwiches, isn't it? And who exactly did the catering, as if I need to ask?
Nixter.
As I thought... Nixter?
Yeah.
Not Mr. Pop, then? Damn it. He always forgets, doesn't he? He'd forget his own head if it wasn't screwed on.
But he did forget his own head. The other week, remember, when we attended the Up and Happy annual trout tickling event, Ollie Pop turned up without a head.
Oh, yes. And nobody noticed.
We had fun tickling those trouts, though. Tickle, 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 tickle.
Tickle, 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 tickle. Stop that!
Do you want a slice of birthday cake?
No, thank you.
It's got pork icing on it.
Oh, yeah! Bring it on!
Ta-da!
Oh, wow! Mr. B, that is the most brilliantest birthday cake I have ever seen!
I know, I am the master chef.
Who the devil needs the others to turn up anyway? Not now, you've got this! Right, now to cut the cake!
Ow!
I'm sorry, did you say something just then?
I never said anything.
Oh, right. Then it must have been that naughty flamingo. It's about time he got out of hiding. Flamingo! Flamingo!
He's not listening. He's having a conversation with the toads in the sink.
What's he saying?
Well, they're laughing about the fact that you're having a birthday party and nobody's turned up.
That ruddy flamingo! Just you wait till this is over. I'm going to double his rent.
Why not? That'd be a great way of solving all your money worries.
Yeah.
Ow!
There it was again! Did you just speak without moving your lips?
No, it wasn't me. I can't talk without moving my lips.
That was terrible! So we now know it wasn't you who was the source of the mysterious owl.
No, it wasn't.
Then who?
Hello, Cheeky.
What? Wow! The birthday cake! It can talk!
But of course I can talk, you big goon! And the birthday cake with attitude!
I see.
So, what you gonna do to me? Eat me?
What?
No, don't even answer that. My life has been just one long cavalcade of people, all things trying to eat me. I might as well give up. When I was an egg, I was not long out of the chicken before the humans tried to scramble me or fry me.
People are always trying to eat you. I can't think why. What with your sweet pink icing on top and your creamy and jammy insides and your...
Oh, shut up.
Hey, Dr. Strangelove, that birthday cake sounds just like you.
So he does. You know, that gives me an idea. So, that'll be £500 a night plus expenses. Oh, and it's an extra £3,000 if you want to raid the cocktail cabinet. Is that understood?
Yes, it all sounds perfectly reasonable.
Ah, well, that's the bureaucracy dealt with. Welcome to the weirdery, Mr. Birthday Cake. You're my new lodger.
Thank you, Big Nose. See you in the morning.
Sweet dreams.
Oh, hardy ha ha.